Tish.
Yeah.
For Shalosh Shudas.
And?
It's not like the old days.
No?
No. First off, I couldn't hear the Rebbe at all. That's number one. Number two, they don't fight like they used to. What happened to the good old days of the WWF?
I don't know. I've never been taken to be there. You should have got out there and said, Chayan Yerushalmi. All right. We are on Daf Mem Gimel Beis. And we're in the middle of a sugya. We're up to where Rabbi Yossi Omer, which is about halfway down the Yomba. And the Mishnah had said that... actually, we have to see the Mishnah inside in order to understand what's going on here. So let's go back to the Mishnah on Mem Beis. So he takes an oath that his wife may not derive any benefit from him. Up to 30 days. He puts something in place to support her. From 30 days on. It sounds like immediately after the 30 days. By Yisrael, 1 month he leaves her. Now the question is you arguing Tanakama on that part? And if so, how? Or is he agreeing with Tanakama on that part? And then he because it says 1 month he should leave her in married. With Shnayim Yotzei Tein Ksuva, 2 months he should divorce her and give a Ksuva. Now he also adds, and the question is whether they argue on this part too. The Kohenes Shnayim Kaim, if she's a Kohenes, and of course once he divorces her, he can't take her back anymore. He should give her 2 months. And Shlisha says Shlosha, in the third month, he Yotzei Tein Ksuva. Okay? So again, we have to see if there's a machlokas. So what the machlokas are right now, that's what Rabbi Yossi is about to discuss. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Kano speaking. Rabbi Yossi holds that by Israelios they agree. There's no machlokas by Israelios that it's a month, and at 1 month, paranis, another month, grace period, and then at the end of the second month, you divorce her. Okay? Yossi Mikan, Yosef to Tanakama said Yosef become more than a month. Yosef Yitain Ksuva, he should divorce and give a Ksuva. Besof Shnaim at the end of the second month. So again, as I said, it's a month grace period. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yisrael Chodesh Yikayim, but Yisrael he agrees Chodesh Yikayim should leave her for a month. Shnaim in the second month of grace period. Yosef Yitain Ksuva, then he gives divorce and gives a Ksuva. Besof Shnaim at the end of the second month. Now, what they argue about is Kohenis. Tanakama doesn't distinguish between the Israelis and the Kohenis. The Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes as the Kohenis by a Kohenis, not the wife of a Kohen. Shnayim Yikayim, for 2 months he should leave her. He should divorce her in the third month. Now, the thing is, the catch is, this is very weird. Bitchilas Shalosh, at the beginning of the third month. So what's the difference between Israel and a Kohen? How many days?
6 days.
1 day. Because by Israel, he divorces her at the end of the second month. And by the Kohenis, he divorces her at the beginning of the third month. So Tanakama holds there's no difference. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a difference of 1 day. Okay? Says Gemara, the Tani Polik. There's another brace which is which seems to indicate that there's a machlokas. How's that? Beso Sholosh at the end of 3 months. The Rav Meir argues actually. Rav Meir argues says. That by Kohenes she gets divorced a month later than a regular Jewish woman, because it's at the end of the month. Divrei Rameir. Amalei Rav Mona said, "Hein delot nise pliga." That which we did not learn a machlokas at avidly pliga, you're going to make a machlokas. What is Rav Meir upset? Rav Mona upset about? Well, Tanakama said Tanakama. But we have here now three machlokesim. Tanakama holds that the Kohenis and the Israelis are the same. 1 month. 2 months. right, that you get a month grace period. The Kohanis, by Kohanis, give an extra 1 day. Kohanimea, by Kohanis, give an extra full month, right? So Amalei Amar, Amar said, Hain the low Tanisa Plegan, by a case where you did not see that they argue, because by Kohanis, it's not subject to the Machlokas. It doesn't seem that there's a Machlokas by Kohanis. Atavid Le Plegan, you're making them argue that case. Who says, obviously, the case which both of them discussed was the Israelis. So it sounds that that's the Machlokas, not by Kohanis. That would be Israel Plegan. Actually, Machlokas is by Israelis. Yosef Mikani, if you take the thing, Suva, Tanakamo, it's a more than that, he should give her Suva, Bitchilash Naim, at the beginning of the second month. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Bisol Chodesh Echadikaim, Bishnaim, Yosef Tank Suva, Israel, this, for 1 month he should leave her, the second month he should divorce her, Bitchilash Suva, give her Suva, Bitchilash Shnaim, at the beginning of the second month. Now, the Korban and Pei Moshe both changed B'Tchila Shnaim to the end of the second month in order to Shmi HaMachlokas, because we just said that my argument about Israelis, they both say begin the end of the first month, the beginning of the second month. So what's their Machlokas, right? There's no Machlokas. So that's why the Korban and Pei Moshe changed that B'Tchilas to himself. But the Ribaz proposes, Tanakama said 30 days, and Rabbi Yehuda said 1 month. And he proposes that perhaps Nafkimine is in a 29-day month. According to Tanakama, you get 30 days. According to Rabbi Huda, it's on the 30th day, at the end of the first month, that you divorce her. So it's 1 day less. Okay, maybe that's the Machlokas. But according to Aimana, they argue about Yisraelim, not about Kohanim. Says the Gemara of a Kohanas, by a Kohanas, everybody agrees, Shnayim Yikayim, 2 months. You leave her. Shlo shal yotzi v'tein ksuva. The third month you divorce her and give her ksuva. The b'tzov shlo shal. At the end of the third month, nobody disagrees about that. The tani kain. We also learn the fact that Bryce said to this respect. B'chein b'tzov shlo shal divri akol. Everybody agrees that by Kohanis the shear is at the end of the third month. So therefore, according to Aimona, the argument is by Israelis. Whether it's the 29th day or the 30th day according to the Ribaz, 30th day or 31st day according to the Ribaz, or whether it's the 31st day or the 5th, the 60th day according to the Korban and Pnei Moshe, depending which way you learn the Girsa. Okay, Hamadr Sishto. Somebody takes an oath, Aloha Be'isav, somebody takes an oath, it's really a nether, it's a vow, Shaloto Chal Be'echo Mikomine Peros. His wife shouldn't eat any fruit. Any one of them. Yotzi thinks of his God divorce and give her a ksuva. Rabbi Yudomer, be Yisrael, Chodesh Echad Yikayim, by Yisrael, he should leave her for 1 month. Shnayim, Yotzi thinks of the second month, he should divorce her, give her a ksuva. The Kohenes, if it's a Kohenes, Shnayim Yikayim, should leave her for 2 months. Shlosha Yitzavi thinks of ksuva, third month, he's God divorce her. Says Rabbi Yeshua, Dombadir, Schaveru Mechaim. Can I say I take a vow that my friend should not live? In other words, he's depriving of all fruit in the world. How can I deprive you of fruit? I take it off, so you're not allowed to have any fruit. So he might say, I'm taking it off, so you should drop dead. What kind of business is that? What right do I have to forbid fruit on you? So it says, Marello, rather it, it takes out almost the entire next line, except for the last 2 words. It just changes to Bisha'amar. Bisha'amar law, he said to her, he told him, if you eat even one fruit, a certain fruit, you can't derive any benefit from the rest of my property. Oh, that makes sense. That he can do. He can say, if you eat so-and-so fruit, you can't derive any benefit from my property. So we say, if you said such a despicable language against your wife, you have to divorce her. Achla, so says my wife, what's the big deal? Let her be able to eat from that object, then she'll be forbidden. And if that's a problem, v'tani the rosh lepirka, that should go like the beginning of our parak, the mishnah we just saw a few minutes ago, which discusses what happens if you took an oath that your wife can't eat from your property a month, 2 months. But if that's the type of neder we're talking about, let her eat, and then we'll come to try the first mishnah. Why is this a separate issue? Elo rather we're talking about b'shenodra ishto. His wife took the neder. According to Korban Eder, going back to the case where his wife took the neder not to eat any fruit in the world. B'shama Baalo and her husband heard this, v'lo hefer lo, he did not annul her vow. U'kumando amar. Now this is going like the opinion which holds, since he didn't annul the vow and he's in charge of her vows, who knows that that's what we should have. It's like he stuck his finger in her teeth. In other words, he's trying to, he's embarrassing her, he's degrading her by not annulling her outlandish nedochim. He's degrading her, and therefore Yotzi thinks Suva is a rat fink of her husband. We report him to Shalva, and he has to divorce and give a Suva. Okay? Alright, Huna Reb Huna said, Pila Commander, right? Even according to Pila Jones, it's her problem. She made the oath, she was the idiot, right? Pila Commander, he knows that it's a that she put the finger between her teeth. Here, Tetish, and there, Norm, I'm sorry, that normally she puts the finger between her teeth. Tetish, she loves Ksuva, she should lose her Ksuva and go out without a Ksuva. Here it's different, because Moide Magnita Benadora, he also concedes if the husband, belittled her, degraded her until she took the nether, which it seems is the case he wants to learn our mission to discussing. So even though it's her nether, she took a nether, not to have any benefit of any fruit of the world. Since he was not matir, we stick it to him, and he's got a divorce and give her ksura. Okay, because he somehow provoked her. He made her do it. Okay? Hamadus ishto shlo diskash b'elchom eminim. Somebody takes an oath that his wife should not avow. His wife should not adorn herself with any type of adornment. Now, according to most unfortunate story about not perfume, but it's talking, well, something like, it's not jewelry, it is perfume, it's something which masks unpleasant smells, okay, fragrance. So if he takes note that his wife should not use a fragrance, of any kind, Yotzi thinks Suva's got a divorce or give her Suva. Rabbi Yossi Meir Baniel Shalona San Kitzvah, if it's a poor woman, so whenever there's no limit, he has to divorce her. Of a Bashiro's bought by a rich woman, up to 30 days it's okay, because up to 30 days she still has the residual effect of the perfume she was wearing beforehand, which means their perfumes are awful powerful. Of Bashiro's Shalosh, up to 30 days it's okay. Rabbuna Maravuna said, Kinim Asis, the way to read our Mishnah, by Neil Shalona Sakitza, by poor people, we didn't give a limit. Ubar Yishmo Amar, by Neil's, by poor people, Shalona Sakitza, we didn't put a limit. Alinosa Kitza, we put a limit, a few letters to Shalom, even up to 10 years. Mutza, that's okay. Now the question is, what exactly Machlok is between Rav Huna and Ula Bar Yishmo, and what do they clarify more than the Mishnah? Because Mishnah seems to say already, by Neil Shalona, something about Banio Shlono San Kitzwa. So, the Pei Moshe, says that, the Machlokas is that how much is considered to be a Kitzwa, a limit. Koran Rav Huna, if he didn't give any limit, then he's got to divorce her immediately, right? Because, even by a Neos, there's got to be some limit, right? So if he didn't give any limit, so then, he's got to divorce immediately. If he gives a limit, and now if he gave a limit, he has to give a limit also in a reasonable amount of time, within 12 months or something like that. And it's certainly not necessarily 30 days, but it's got to be a reasonable amount of time. Okay, that he's giving a limit and saying, until then, I'm forbidding her, but not beyond that. Ula Bari Shmuel came along and said, it's even up to 10 years. If he makes her take an oath, if he takes a vow not to give any perfume for the next 10 years, that's also considered to be a limited transaction. And that's okay. Says him, well, why not? Why is it okay? Why is he not enough to deliver a perfume even for 10 years, as long as he gave a limit, according to Ula Bari Shmuel? It's not just short-term limit, but also long-term limit. So that's a very interesting answer. It's a similar answer to the Bavli. It says, She'ain Shuo Ofer Pirin Mace. A fox doesn't die from the dirt of its own hole. Meaning, maybe she stinks, but it's her stink. She ain't going to die from her own stink. She's used to it. She's not Nia. So therefore, even if it's up to 10 years, she can go without perfume.
Yeah, but he can't
stand her stuff. He's also part of it. He's the one that took the netter, so obviously that's his, it's really his problem. I mean, or he sustained the netter. He made the netter. So obviously it's his fault. We're not going to give him any favors. However, women always must get perfume at the Yom Tov. not allowed to prevent any appreciation. It's simchas arego for a woman. Okay, on we go. Hamadis isha shlotel lebeis avia. Somebody causes his wife to take a vow that she should not go to her father's house. Bizman can't go to Detroit. Bizman.
Just kidding.
It's not Shehenim Nimo year when they're in the same city, Chodesh Echadikai. So like we had in the previous case, for 1 month it's tolerable. Shnaim Yetzi Tengsu, 2 months is intolerable. If it's in a different city, then Regal Echadikai, if it's only for 1 yot, if that's okay. But it's for 2 yom, Yetzi Tengsu is God divorce and give her Xuva. I'm ready to zero Tani Tamam. We learned over there. He made her take an oath that she won't wash herself in bathhouses in the city Shabbos Echad for 1 week in the city for 1 week. Mikfarim, if it's in the villages where people want to be dirtier for 2 weeks. Shei Shabbosos. Or vice versa. Shalotin and Lee Mino. You can't wear any shoes. Bikfarim, Shlesh Chadashim. Oh, sorry, vice versa. For villages, up to 3 months. Vikrachim, until change of the season, obviously. Vikrachim, Aisles, and in a metropolis, even for 24 hours, that's it. She has to get divorced as well, and he has to get Ritzuva. Rabbi Yochamar, getting back to our Mishnah. Beregel Redufin. The yontif which he has to let her go back home is the yontif right after she gets married. Ezer regular dufin, or the first one she goes home after she gets married, to be more correct. Ezer regular dufin, what's a regular dufin? Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Bluna says, ze regular rishon shavia road full of ezval. It's the first yontif she goes home after she got married, that her father has to run her out of the house in order to go back to her husband's house. She'd much rather stay in Detroit. So therefore, she's got to be convinced to go home. So that's the regular we're talking about. If he doesn't, her husband doesn't let her go home for that. That's cruel and unusual punishment. Hamadis ishto, somebody who takes an oath on his wife, she will take lebeis avel. She shouldn't go to the house of a mourner to console, or lebeis amishta, or the house of a chassid to be mesamech. Yotzi takes suvis god divorce and give her ksuva. Mimnei sheino al bifaneh, because he locks doors in front of her. If he says, well, my wife, she's a loose woman. So then, Rasha, he's okay. He can say it. If he says to his wife, you must tell so-and-so what you told me. Or he must fill up a pitcher and then pour it into the dark garbage heap to make her do such things. Yotzi takes suvi, yes, and divorce from giver suva. Okay? So far, so good?
What's this about being a loose woman? That's why he's keeping her from going to the...
He has the right to do so.
He's keeping her from performing the mitzvah.
Doesn't matter. Because she doesn't want to commit the issur being a loose woman.
Funeral?
Yeah. Okay? She's not going to go have relations with somebody, but she'll be, too familiar. Okay. It says Nagwara. If he vowed that she may not lend out a sieve or a colander, two types of sieves, I don't even know what the difference is between one and the other. Yoytzi thinks suva. He's got a divorce, so give her suva. Nation Messiah Shem Rabish Khinosea. Because her name is going to say, hey, Anto, she's a skin flint. So too, if she takes a nether, she'll not for kvara, that she's not going to lend anybody a sieve or a kvara. For a colander, so then Taisa Shlobik Suva, she gets goes out with a Suva. Meet Nation Miisi Ato Shame Ra Al Shreve. They're going to say Yankel's the skin flint, right? He dear Shlotel Beis Avol Beis Hamishta. The case of our Mishnah, he made her take an oath not to go, or he take an oath about her that she can't go to the house of the mourner to Chaste. Yates, if he takes Suva, he's got the voice of Gabriel Suva. Shall Mach Nebuch tomorrow, Machra Mesa Muto for now. Her own dead corpse, not her necessarily herself, but a family member will be in front of her, right? Then be a much counselor, and nobody's going to come to console her. V'cheni shenod lo atzol to, if she made an enter shalot eruv beitzah, but she ain't going to the beitzah, ever will the beitzah mishnah, then shalot shul b'ksu, she goes down to the ksuah, shalomochor meitzah mutafana, because tomorrow the husband's dead relative will die. Then be a much counselor, and nobody's going to come to be menachem either, because everything is based on reciprocity, right? Rabbi Meir, I'm sure Rabbi Akiva, what's on the topic? Rabbi Meir said, Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. Rabbi, Tov lo lechaz beis elo, better to go to a house of mourning, me lechaz beis elo, should go to a house of drinking. I should assume who called all, because that's the end of every person. V'achai yitein libo, and the person alive should pay attention. Matamor achai yitein libo, what does it mean? The good person alive should pay attention. El avad, do this. In other words, bury people, be involved in their gemilus chesed shalemis. The avdun, the people should do it to you. Svo to espate him, the avdun, so people should be maspid you. Kivo, bury people, the ikvarun, the people should bury you. Levi, company in the mortars, the liyu vayu, and the people should come to you. Imiratoy shein dovrach, or however, that's the end of that statement. Now, if he claimed that Mishum Dover Acher, that we said in the Mishnah that if he claimed that his wife was under suspicion, so then Rashai, he's allowed to, I forget what he's allowed to do, bar her from going to any Shiva houses or any or weddings, right? Because she's afraid of Moti Shemra. Amar lo, I'm not sure to me explain my Amart li biyichud. Now, if he says to his wife, I want you to tell so-and-so, you told me in secret. Mashbiach has a nice pshat here. Pshetel, I should say. Says in secret because there's only two of us. Me and you. If there's a third person, we'll no longer be secret because that's halacha and lashon hara of. Third person is in the room. What's the halacha of? Apit losa. In front of three people, it's not to be Lashon Hara. And they said in front of three people. Mishnah Berurah whittles away that heter. Makes it basically also, but theoretically there is such a heter. So if you have the heter of Api Tloso, it's only done in front of three. So therefore, so if we say about it's about where there was no other person there except those two, and that's why it's also for her to tell over, because it's Lashon Hara. So that's why if he makes it tell over, she can demand a divorce with the Ksuva. Yeah. He tells her, divulge what you told me in private. Oh, or what about the last case? Mishnah, fill up and carry water to the city deeps and dump them out. Yaitzi thinks in this case he has to divorce and give a ksuva. Tamar, I mean, there they said in Bavel, what's Mali Mar Ashbos? Bavli says actually that could go Maise Erva Onan. It doesn't say Onan there, but it's the same idea, you know, Onanism. Where he would withdraw the Aver before spreading the zera, before impregnating Tamar, right? So to hear, Malamar Shposos means she'll have relations with her husband, then take in his zera, and then spill it out somehow before it can be, take hold. I don't know, douche or whatever they used to do in order to get out the zera, right? So that's forbidden for him to demand his wife to do that. That's one interpretation. That's the interpretation they involve in. So they gave them interpretation. Rabbi Nachman means Dvarim Shabbatola. To make your wife do work which is meaningless, just busy work, then you have to divorce her, maybe give her ksuva. Why are you smirking, Dr. Spindel?
It keeps her out of trouble.
Yeah, but that's not going to keep her out of trouble, just to have her do some busy work. Okay. Says more further. The mission further. Who goes out without a ksuva? One of the most famous mishnayos in the entire women's movement. Uveres das Moshe, a woman who transgresses das Moshe, the religion of Moshe, Yehudis, and the religion of Jewesses. Ezum das Moshe, what's das Moshe? Machilos Hashem, so she gives the teeth stuff which is not meiser properly. Mishamashni has relations with him when she's a nida. Lokutzel Chala doesn't take off Chala from his dough. No deres eidim kaim es what's the case of a and no deres eidim kaim is a woman who takes oaths and does not fulfill her oaths. That's overis or das moshe. What veizu das yudis? What's das yudis? The what she grants is under the Judith's docket here. Yotz of Yerusha Paruah, the woman who goes out and her head is uncovered, the Tov Shuk, and she knits in the marketplace. The Beis called on six to every person. That's a person who is over Sadas Yehudis. Abishomer Avon Kalel's Yoda Bifanov. Also, someone you give who curses his parents in front of him. Maybe down from Apokolonis, even a woman who has a loud voice. Divorce her without tzuva. Hazel Kolanis, who's a Kolanis, Koshim Deberes, Tov Besa, any woman who speaks within her house, Ushchenea Shrom is Kola, and her neighbors hear her voice, which is any woman who speaks on the telephone. Okay? That's what it says here, right? So it doesn't say you have to shout, it just says the neighbors hear your voice. Okay? That'll be an interesting kula. Okay, so Chumra, after the worship. Okay, says no further. Vekulun Beidim, you want to divorce your wife without a ksuba, you have to prove the allegations with witnesses. Says the Gemara, what's a witness is, for example, Pliny said, the wife says, well, so-and-so took all the meisers off my fruit. Or Pliny Raw Kismon. So-and-so was the rabbi who looked at my needle stain and declared it was tar. Or Pliny Kotzer Chalor, so-and-so took challah off my dough. Pliny Hiter's Nidra, Pliny somehow would permit her needle stain in her net, her needle status. So, Barakulam Vloashkechnun. If the guy checked all these things and did not find them to be true, so then his wife can divorce without a tzuva.
Does she have to give her a
swara
first?
I don't think so. I don't think so, because not that type of punishment. So she is only the abundant itself. Good question. I don't think so. Let's go over Mishnah, right? She gives into Yisavich that Meisert and has relation when she's in Nida. So says the Gemara, Vayner Kretzel Chala. Yeah, you're right. Okay, that's right. Is Vayner part of the Mishnah?
Yeah. Well, no, it says below in the Mishnah.
Okay, same thing, yeah. So, below, because I do have quotation marks around that, so you must be correct.
Next phrase is also there, so
it's also from the Mishnah. Yeah. It's all quote from the Mishnah, as you're saying. So Nihu Kula, I understand all of them, he could divorce her. These lay, because it says law, but should be laid. These lay bone, he's got suffers from them as well. For Noderes Vinam Kamis, his wife takes oaths, and she doesn't fulfill them. My Slabade, what does he care? You know, she doesn't fulfill her oaths. What does he care? It's not no monetary issue for him.
Unless it affects him.
Right, which it doesn't. So says more, no. Yochim Meimer can say, if she is not dronis, I can't be married to a woman who takes oaths all the time. She koveres hesbonera, because her kids will die. And Tani Bishara, you learn the name of Rabbi Yudan, Bavon Dorim, because the Avera taking false oaths or unfulfilled oaths, then Abani Mesim, children died. Siv Lashav, for naught, meaning a Shvu Lashav, that's why he kisses Pnechem, that's why he smote down your children. Okay? Says Mar, period. Vroshav Perol Luchatzer. If her head is uncovered and she goes out in the courtyard, that's forbidden, she has to get divorced. Amru, and they said, Chatzer Amru. Kavchon Vav, it's certainly true about him, Avri. The Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yonan said, Ha'etzer Kaplin Shalayim, she goes down with like a very thin tichel. It's like something, you know, just like a gauze, but it's something to hold down the hair. And Bar Mishum Rosha Perua. That's not considered to be Rosha, but Perua. That's okay. It's only into his courtyard, however. Avalamale, she goes out into the marketplace like that. Then she yotzim Rosh Pura, then she's going out with her head untangled. That's not proper. And there's some voice, small alleys, there's some gardens which are like small alleys. There's some small alleys which are like gardens. If it's a courtyard in which many people go, so then it's like a mavli, and she has to cover her hair completely. Mavli shena rabbi bucking ball besocho, a mavli in which many people do not go, it's like a dead end street. Harek chutzis like courtyard, she can go with her little kaplatis. She doesn't have to put on a full fledged hair dress. Okay? Eza kolanis went to kolanis. I skipped right. Sorry. What? I'm showing me I'm a cabels as Vladov if ne Yoldov. Now nobody knows exactly how to read that line. It's the tongue twister. So Vlad if ne Yoldov, Yoldov ne Vladov, Vlad ne Vladov, Yoldov ne Lodov, because the picture's not clear. So we just give Perushim here. One Perushim is that she's Mikhailos Yoldov bifne Yoldov, meaning she curses her in-laws in front of her children. Those who gave birth to a father should criticize in front of her children. That's forbidden. The other gives the guy a coordinator says it means that those parents who have to give testimony against their own children. Right? Not testimony. They curse. Not even curse is the wrong word. They. Yeah, but it's not parent. I messed it up. It's she. She's saying bad things. According to the Korban, she's saying bad things about her husband, her grandparents in front of her in-laws again in front of her children, right? She's saying bad things about her in-laws in front of her children. According to Pnei Moshe means that she's saying bad things about her husband to her in-laws. Anyway, so she's spreading somebody's bad name here. So that's not just forbidden, of course, because Lojnara or Motzi Shema, but it actually is a cause for divorce. Okay? Says Mara Rabbi Tafan Omer Avakulanis, also Kulanis, he divorced without a Kuksuva. Easy class, what a loud woman. Shmuel Mara Koshimitaberis, like we said in the Mishnah, anytime she speaks in Shechena, says Shamosa saw in her with neighbors can hear. Rava Mara Kosho Kolo Olech Mimita Lamita Bashas Tashmish. Anytime she makes so much noise during relations, it seems because she's in pain. When she goes into so much room, get noise that the next bed in the next room can hear. That's a good reason for divorce. Tan Rabbi Chaim Shemar Shmuel, we're going to cleanse the name Rabbi Shmuel, new thing. Now here, the carbon, the breed boss changes the gears severely. I think he's right, so I'm going to read with his changes. And you can either look in the breed boss on the bottom of 88, or you can just depict the changes as we read along here. It should say like this. Noshim Shamucha, it's about his gears is based on Tosefta, whatever, Ron. Noshim Shamucha Chomim. Okay, it's right, it's different right from the bottom. Noshim Shamucha Chomim, Ein Lohem Ksuva. Women who Chazal say they don't get Ksuva, right? Our Mishnah says, our Mishnah said, Yotze Shalom Ksuva. So, that's not this case to talk about now. Case where Chazal said, Ein Lohem Ksuva. Loshna Elamana Masai. They only lose their 100 or 200. Abel Tosefes no tellus, but the additional amount which he promised to give her, that she gets. Finoshim Shom Yoitza Shalobi Ksuva. But case like Armish, which says they go out without a Ksuva altogether, right? Loshna Elamana Masai. It's not just 100, 200. Ella, rather, Afilu Eisa Ksuva Shal Elef Dinar. even if it's a ksuva of $1,000, my betis when they'll tell us my betis, she loses it. Okay, you see the difference here?
No. What are the two cases? When do you...
One case it said women don't have a ksuva. Yeah. Like an islandess. She doesn't have a ksuva, right? So, but the Tosefis ksuva she gets. But these women who have done something wrong, they don't even get the Tosefis ksuva. So it gets no Tosefis ksuva. Not even Tosefis ksuva, right? Okay, however, the Notellas Beloyos, she does get the rags off her back no matter what. That she gets. It's a big chesed, you'll see in a minute. That's the end of the fifth line, next page. Notellas Beloyos, Mashiach for now. Because I answer Shum Shemra, if she goes out, because people say this woman, she's licentious, she's a fornicator. So then, an Ainla Beloyos, she doesn't even get the clothes off her back. She goes out naked, she has no rights whatsoever.
But she came in with those clothes.
Doesn't matter, she can't take them out. It's like a knas to rub on and constant her. Okay?
Let a boyfriend buy
the clothes. Says, he probably already did. Says one further. Mao nosim. Now, this woman who goes because of shemra. Mao nosim mean a paraparnun because she get from nichse tzir barzel nichse milog, right? Nichse some barzel nichse milog, stuff she brought into marriage, right? Which maybe is your question. The dress you wore to marriage, what about that too? Is a mean paranon dida from her own nadin, from her own dowry. So Rabbi Yezir Amar, Rabbi Yezir said, Naspa, she gets it. Rabbi Yezir Amar, lo Naspa, she doesn't get it. Rabbi Yezir Amar, lo says, if she gets goes out, because she fornicated, it's as if she was killed, even though she wasn't. So therefore,
she shows her.
Right, so that's how she doesn't even get the bloyos. That's exactly the point, right? This I don't believe I'm going to call any of this in the Bavli. Rabbi Hila and Rabbi Asa and Rabbi Baba Kohen, Mati Baba Shem Rechinim against Senior Rechanil, something similar to what we said before, but no distinction between the values. Noshisham Yitzishlo Biksuva, women who they said leave without a Ksuva, Lo Shana, Ksuva, Smarta Masayim, they lose a Ksuva 100, 200. Not just that, however, Elafilu Haisa Ksuvasa Shalav Dinar, the Hindu Ksuva is $100, La Ma'abedes, she loses the whole thing. Okay, not like we said before.
Also, the analogy is if she was guilty of Skila, they'd rip her clothes, and if
right.
she was assaulted, they would rip her clothes. So here, they're taking away her clothes.
That's a good analogy. Shkoyach. Rabbisir Omer Rabbi Yochar, Rabbisir Omer Rabbi Yochar. Kol Mishnayos, all the rest of Mishnayos in the parak, which talk about losing ksuva, mechubaros mishnayos, they're all related, equivalent to averus al das. Says in our Amrei Monik Rabbi Yossi, b'haydom mitznisa. What brisa links this mission to the rest of Mishnayos in the parak? So he says, Rabbi Chayin d'ar b'shmul. I'll tell you which brisa. It's the brisa Rabbi Chayin d'ar b'shmul. Rabbi Chayin d'ar b'shmul said the distinction between noshim shramu ein lam ksuva. And notion that it says Yoitze Shalom Biksuva, and the women who get ploys and don't get ploys, that all is a proof to this the gradation in pay scale here. And we're talking about here that that gradation pay scale, which is said it depends if they're losing Ksuva because Elam Ksuva or Yoitze Shalom Biksuva, right? So that gradation is true about the rest of the parak as well. And the rest of the parak is still talking with the same parameters as our parak. That's our Mishnah. I'm not making myself clear, am I? Our Mishnah is talking about a case of Yetzir Shlo Biksuva. The rest of Mishnahs in the parak are also talking about Yetzir Shlo Biksuva. That means they all follow this Mishnah, right? That's what he said. They're all connected to this Mishnah. And Oy Raimana Kun Rabbi Yossi Bahai Dormas Nisa, with what price are they connected? What's the glue that dichotomy Rabbi Chayin the Shmuel, Rabbi Chayin said Shmuel, that depends what you said, whether Yesh Eilam Ksuva or Yaitse Shalom Ksuva, and depending on whether Yaitse Mishum Znus or not Mishum Znus. All those variables are true in all the Mishnahis in the Perek. Says Maramre, they said to him, you should know, they said to Rabbi Yossi, Dira Akoli, Everybody holds that dichotomy. V'tanei Rabbi Chiya came because we also saw Bryce Rabbi Chiya holds that way. Noshima ma'abos ha'adas ma'abdos ha'akol. The women who transgress the das, the religion, they lose everything, even the Tosefes Ksuva. Okay? That's our Mishnah, right? El Yetzi Shalom Miksuva, they lose even the Tosefes Ksuva. So that's what we're talking about in the rest of the parakeet. It says, Elam Ksuva means they don't have the 100 or 200. No. Elam Ksuva means they don't have the 100 or 200, but they do have the Tosefes. Woman who was a Psula and found to be, claims to be Psula, she found to be Ula. So she doesn't lose the Tosefes. She might only lose 100, right? And she doesn't lose her Tosefes for sure. But they said, Yaitse Shalobi Ksuva, that means they lose even the Tosefes, because that means there's something wrong, right? There was something bad about them, right? And that's going to be the rest of the Mishnahs in the paragraph like that. Then there's another factor. See, if you look at the more itself, it's not going to make sense what I just said, because I'm telling you according to the Gears of the Ridbaz. Because we learned the Gears of the Rabbaz that says a Yotze Shalobi Ksuva is more severe than the Einlam Ksuva, right? But there's another factor of Yotze Mishum Shema, that then she doesn't even get the rags off her back. Okay? So it says a little bit of a fun Gemara now. Rav Shem Rechina says, Rohos Ochos Keresinor. He saw her tying on her little pants. They used to wear pants in the old days, the women, underneath their skirts. So they saw her pulling up her pants. And Rochel Yotze Mitzoch Beitzah, at the same time a peddler is leaving her house. Kor HaDavar. Looks kind of disgusting. Teitze. She gets divorced. Because why is she pulling up her pants exactly at that moment? Because a moment ago she was doing hanky-panky with her pants off. Right? So therefore, we gave a get, no ksuva. Right? Rochel Gavi Mitosa. That there's saliva on her bed, and it's not her saliva. We did a DNA check. Kara Dover, then it looks bad. Tetzi, she got divorced. Now, truth is, the way the flesh explained, it's not somebody else's saliva. They say they found her saliva on the canopy over the bed. So they say, how they got there? It must be that she was having relations. And she went, and it went, hit the roof. Okay? Or, the same thing, Roka Gabi Mitoso, saliva on the canopy over her husband's bed, which is in the same room as her bed. Kara Dorvasa just means they were using that bed. That's bad. Tate says she has to get divorced. Okay? Now, assuming again we saw the peddler in the vicinity, right? The milkman. Sandovne Mitoso, if you found her husband's sandals in front of her bed, that's fishy too. It must be that the other guy used her husband's sandals. Kora Dover Teitze. Okay, Sandolfne Mitaso. They found her sandals in front of her husband's bed. See what? How prim and proper they were in the old days. They found her sandals in front of her husband's bed. Mistama. There was something illicit going on. Kora Dover looks bad. Teitze.
Some corporate
necks,
I guess.
That's right. Shnei Yotzei Malkum Ofel. Both she and somebody else who's not her husband are leaving a dark place. Car Dover. Looks bad. Tate. A movie theater, right? Malinze and Zemina Boy. You see each one lifting the other from a pit. What were they doing down in the pit? Car Dover. Looks bad, Tate. Shnei Tabakal Sayyid. Stories there. Okay. Nowadays it's much better than it used to be, it seems. Chanina Barik Rav Shem Rabbi said the kulan. In all these cases, via ride where she brings proof that there was no hanky panky, then they meant it. She's believed. That's how he brought them all down. Even though these all look very bad, if she has some parents for it, so she can stay married. Or if she wants more, she has to give her tzuva.
Parents, or she needs aid.
Oh, parents.
Believe
it. Yeah. She can bring evidence. No. Milkman came in to bring milk. Ravana Barachu B'Shem Rav Rav said, "My soul is from Rebbe. My soul came from Rebbe. One of these things would not doesn't say what exactly." Umari said, "Mabakach, big deal. like we just said, in other words, unless there's a she wants, she can defend herself on this. Maybe she doesn't even need evidence. Maybe she just has a claim that nothing went on. Boy, Kumeira, they asked him, a few rows are no same people, Pia, Shila. What if they kissed mouth to mouth? What about them? Omar, so he said, I'm not making up this Gemara, right? It says it there, right? It says it, right? Omar, Kazeh, like that. But my, well, Kazeh was Maisa Be'echot Shiroh, so nice and Piva Pia Shalah, such a Maisa happen. Asa Uvta Kame Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, the case of his case, Rabbi Yossi, Omar said, Tepuk Bula Paran, she's got to go outside of Ksuma. I think, Gefelach.
Giving her CPR.
Fabi craving that ring, so the relatives complained. The Hamid said, "In soitahi, if she's a soita, tape will blow up her on, let her not kusuba. But in lay soitahi, if she's not a soita, she's just kissing him. Taste of paran sholim, let her get a complete kusuba. Armalon, Rabbi Mona, I guess Rabbi Mona said that, Isun paran, bring out a kusuba in the krene, and let's read it and see what it says. Isobar, so they found the ksuva. Ashkenazi ksuva got by. They saw the tzedek on ksuva, a special clause, which is what made the Rebbe correct. It says there, in our dark plains, tisbi lohadim plenty bali, lohadim plenty bala. If you so and so will marry so and so husband, the lo tzivi, and you will not desire, it should be not b'shur pusei, but b'shur pusei. You no longer want to remain with him. To have a nasa plagus paran, then you should get half of your ksuva. Okay, so that's the case. And you hear too, she gets half of her ksuva. Because of this dream, which the woman got half of her ksuva. Is that clear?
It just doesn't make any sense. Where's half from?
What? That was the condition that they put, a special clause. That if she no longer likes her husband's partnership, she can leave. But at half price. So they're fulfilling that condition. Okay? Not clear? Okay. So the Maharam Rabbi Amiram said, Mikemish Kibla Ole Sheetin is, this explains the case for the Kemish Kibla Ole Sheetin is Piva Pia Shalah. Once she allowed a stranger to put his mouth on her mouth, the son is as if she husband detests her husband and doesn't want a partnership with him anymore, and that's why the condition in the document is fulfilled. So they sell a pagus paron, and she only gets half a ksuva. Period. He go kova, who go kova. They're both inside a hiding place. Sota. We assume she's a sota. Megafafina, we find them hugging. Sota, she's a sota. Menashki, we find them kissing, sota. Torah, if she locks the door in front of both of them, sota. Muga, which is closed, not locked. Sricha, I don't know what the situation is. Okay? Halachasayim. Hamakdish, so he marries his wife, out Menas, on the condition, Shaina Lenadar, that she has taken no vows. She's found with the vows, and because she's not married. Kitzasayim married her without specifying, and she's found to have vows, so then she gets divorced, but she must get divorced. So two gradations. If he stipulates explicitly, and it turns out she does have vows, and it's a mekachtos, and it's Rachman. Ah, Givaldik, right? The marriage, you know about Rachman?
No.
Unbelievable. Such a sheltered life. Hey, my friend, when I went there, when I met my in-laws for the first time, they took me out to my wife, not yet wife, of course, not yet even fiance, to Moshe B. King. A blessed memory. And then they asked me, I've only one time in my life I was there, and they asked, it was right after she graduated Stern, and they asked me, you know, we're not so sure, you know, is it going to work out, because you led a very sheltered life, so therefore you're going to be able to fit in with our family. I said, I don't think I've led such a sheltered life. Anyway, so back to sheltered lives. Rachman is the one who's going and dissolving marriages for agunos, without kidding. Yeah. Because he says, any woman who's married to a man who wouldn't give her a get, obviously would never have married such a man had she known about this. So it's a mekachtos. It's a mekachtos, the marriage is null and void. Okay? So that's true if he made an explicit condition, or she made an explicit condition. Right? Said, Amenashe ein lecha olaych nedarim. She could have made the same condition, Amenashe ein lecha nedarim, right? And then, had the nether, the condition not been fulfilled, then would have been a mekachtos. But so
that's a write out for prenuptial agreements.
What? No. That won't work because they don't write prenups that way. They don't write prenups that to make a mekachtos, to make prenups to force going to basement. It's not so simple. We're going to see later on. I think we're going to see. I don't know. In the Baal we discuss, maybe the Shalmi too, that this condition has to be made right before Nisuin. And here, it's not talking about the mechanism to do it, but it's very, very difficult to make such a tenai. It's not so simple. You have to do it right before the Bia Rishoina too. So it's a complex procedure. But here we're talking about in the abstract, because we're not talking about an actual case here. Right? So now, even if the kinsa stam nitzol nedarim, you married her without making specification, and you found she has nedarim, then teitz shlobik suva, this is not a woman you want to keep. You can give her divorce to that suva, but you need a divorce, right? Now, I'm not ashamed about mumin, and nitzol mumin, same thing, that was nedarim, same thing with mumin. No, blemishes. Nitzol mumin, she has blemishes, and there's not valid marriage. Kinsos tam, he married her generically, nitzol mumin, and then he found mumin. Teitzei shlobik suva, then she goes out without a suva, she's got to get a divorce. She called Mumin, so she posted the client, goes, oh, the Mumin, which possible Kohani, posted some notion to make women possible as well. How you bought Mumin if she had a boom, Voda Vesabiana was still in the father's house? How Tzarech Lavi Raya, a very famous process. The father has to bring proof, Shemishnis Arsenal to bought Mumin, that once she became betrothed, only then the Mumin grew in. Mumin Elu, Venistach was saying, and to feel the husband which is swept away in flood, in other words, it's his tough luck. On the other hand, Nihilso Shusabal, if we only found the Mumin on her person once she entered the Baal's domain, about Circle of Uriah Shachlo Nisasli about Mumin Elu, if the husband's got to bring a proof that they were there before he brought her into her Shushus, because only then can he say that it's a fault of the father, right? Or the father's house. It's all true about hidden movement. You can't claim anything about them because he would have found out about them, right? So they must have known about them and accept them anyway. And if there's a bathhouse in the city, even the secret blemishes, Andy Ocholitoni can't make a claim about Mineshu Bodkai de Kravosa because he sent his relatives in to check her out. Okay? Tanina, we learned. There's two more minutes. Mumin, we know what Mumin are possible. But Eilin Adorim, what Adorim possible woman? For a marriage, I'm Rabbi Yechon B'Shem Rabbi Shem Ben Yotzadok. Daughter Shlolocha Baser Shlolishta. Sign she took an oath not to eat meat, not to drink wine. Shlolocha Liobachi signed not to wear clothing. All right, Bizir says she took an oath not to wear clay pishron adakim, fine linen clothes. Aboyim mi Beit Shan, which comes from Beit Shan, which kikliti money because they are like colored garments, right? I'm Rabbi Yechon B'Shem said. So in that case, is that's transgressing the. There's an adorn which you're talking about here. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Oh, wait a minute. Which you took an adorn not to do these things. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Mrs. Shomla, I'm not in a lack in the adorn. Our mission is talking about again, where he said to her, on the condition you have no adorn. I'm not in a lack called. Oh, this is slightly different. I'm not in a lack in the adorn, there's no adorn upon you. I'm not in a lack called nether. That's if you said I don't want any netter upon you, so I feel nadja even a netter which doesn't affect the relationship by making her more ill or more weak or more irritable. But I feel nadja shol echol charuvin, even if she made a netter not to eat charuvin, netter who that's the type of netter which cancels the marriage because he said I'm not shenelach kol netter any type of netter whatsoever. Right now. The next case is very interesting. Hochei Tozaki, one she goes to an elder, Vitu Lot, and he dissolves the nether. So he dissolves it retroactively, therefore raising Kudeshes. Even there was a potential Mekachtos. The fact that she was Matya the nether afterwards retroactively undermines the nether, and that makes the marriage Chal. So you can have a major, major complication here, right? You could have married somebody else in the meantime, but obviously we wouldn't allow that, okay? You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Follow what I'm saying? So Hogei Tzuzaki Bitula Eina Meharizim Kedeshes, but Eitzel Rofei Veriva, if she had blemishes and went to doctor, healed her, that's not retroactive. Eina Mekudeshes, and the Mekachtos was a Mekachtos. Mabe Tzaki Mabe Rofei, that's the Chin Elder, with the Chin Elder, the Chochem, and the doctor. Zaki Ikers the Nether made Koro, he undermines the Nether retroactively, he's Matthew the Nether. Rofei Eina Mrapi, and the Kanalaba, doctor can only hear from here on in. And therefore, the marriage is null and void. East on Italia, those who say, I feel okay, it's a Zaki Vitale, even she goes to an old man to Zaki, me matter, and then, and I'm a Kadesh, not validly married. Why? Because Tosa says, Rashi says, not Rashi, Carbonate says, probably it's Rashi, probably do, that a man doesn't want a wife who had to be go to the bizayin of being matter in the dorim. So therefore, that in of itself is part of the Mekachtos. That he had to send her, or she had to go to a judge. Doesn't pass for his wife. Okay? Okay, this is where I got up to preparing. And we did a little bit over two blots. And that's where we're stopping. Yep.
But the Gemara is going to compare the difference between a Zuckin and a Rofei on a more philosophical.
No, more, no. Theo, show me.